a week-long celebration. And if we could begin with last time you were here, talking about the significance of Juneteenth.
The significance of Juneteenth. Juneteenth is kind of the significant American holiday that doesn't get talked about. Mm-hmm. So it is the basically the end of slavery in America. People always think about the Emancipation Proclamation, but that did not technically end slavery. It wasn't until Juneteenth, and that was that it took years. You can imagine there was no cell phone. There was no internet. So after the Declaration had been declared that slavery ended, that it was actually several years, 2 years approximately, before people in Texas who were on plantations received the word that slavery had actually ended. So this was originally called Jubilee Day. It enabled or allowed people to celebrate that this was the official true end of slavery in America. Now, I will say this, that although that slavery ended on paper on the Emancipation Proclamation, what that ushered in originally was a period where there were actually more African Americans that were involved in politics, that were elected officials to Congress and Senate of the United States, and then Jim Crow era came in. Mm-hmm. And that some have heard of what was called 50 acres and a mule. And that's where that people who came out of bondage were told that they would get 50 acres to farm and a mule to become self-sufficient. That never happened. So instead, Jim Crow era issued in when you started getting the laws state by state that prohibited African-American citizens, African-American people from owning land, from being educated, from being able to use any type of accommodations that were in America. So the significance of Juneteenth is really a celebration in America, and it's gained more momentum over the last, say, 15 years. Mm-hmm. Now, we're proud that Johnstown actually has one of the largest Juneteenth celebrations in the state of Pennsylvania.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Because, as you say, celebrations all throughout the nation.
That's right.
And, again, being a part of this with the celebration, you know, the personal feeling, the satisfaction to see community come together for something so historically important.
That's right. Yeah. And it's a true family event. You know, it's an event where all people, all generations, all ages, all races, all people can come together and just have a great day of laughter, a great day of some great food. I mean, mm-hmm. I was looking past recently the Polka Festival, which was located at People's Natural Gas Park, and that, you know, I enjoyed seeing, as even I passed, you know, all of the gaiety and the people and even some of the clothing. And in the past, I've attended and was able to eat all the various ethnic foods that were there. Well, Juneteenth basically does the same thing, that there'll be foods that many of those foods are based in African-American culture. There'll be education there mm-hmm. that day and all through the week in Johnstown, too. And then the music, of course. So when you know, galvanize all of those things together, yeah. it really brings out the African-American culture here in Johnstown, which has a significant history in this in this region of the country.
A week long of activities, opportunity to talk about maybe some of the highlights that are going on.
Yes, well, Oscar Cashaw, myself, Dennis Sullivan, we had an opportunity to meet regularly with Al Cashaw from NAACP, his wife, Fran Cashaw, and many other great members of the community here in Johnstown from all walks of life. So what has been put together is just a fascinating week. You know, you'll have the concert on June 12th, but after the concert, from the 13th until the 19th, every day there will be some presence in Central Park in downtown Johnstown. They will start at noon and then go until 9 o'clock p.m. in the evening. And every day, for example, on Sunday, there'll be church in the park. Mm-hmm. And the guest pastor or reverend that will be there will be a Reverend Rodney Hatfield. Also, there will be a gospel concert in the park. There's a historic roundtable talk that'll be scheduled for Monday, June the 14th. On the Tuesday, the 15th, the African American Heritage Society has a basket party, health fair. Also, there'll be, again, COVID vaccinations. Johnstown Symphony Orchestra, maestro, and Grammy Award winner mm. from right here in Johnstown, James Blatchley, mm-hmm. is also going to be talking about black composers, mm-hmm. which is a rare thing, but they're not as rare as you think. When mm-hmm. you start hearing the news about it, you'll learn that there are several across the country. Yeah. Wednesday, family, that's for family all day long. I mean, every day is family, but this one has a real emphasis on family. So it'll be Youth and Family Day activities. There'll be poetry. There'll also be a rap music contest. And then later in the day, on that day, there'll be a puppet show that'll be called Think. And then there'll be the movie, which is a award-winning movie called Soul. Thursday the 17th, Unity Coalition Day.
Great organization.
Yes, indeed. Unity Coalition works hand-in-hand often with the NAACP, and they just support very, very positive activities here in the greater Johnstown community. So it'll be Unity Coalition Day with activities, performances, live music, also featuring an African drum team, and I hope I pronounce it right, Ibiji Drum Ensemble. And that's spelled I-B-E-J-I, just in case I didn't pronounce it right. Friday is Women's Day in the park, Central Park downtown, and Smooth Sound Band.
Hey.
Our band will be coming back again with a concert. But before Smooth Sound Band takes the stage at 4 o'clock, we have some dignitaries coming to town. The guest speaker at 4 o'clock will be Corporal Aaron Allen, who is a corporal with the Pennsylvania State Police Heritage Division. Mm-hmm. The Heritage Division is the one who tracks and investigates hate crimes. They also are community-based, where they come in and out of our cities in Pennsylvania, try to educate people about all the ethnic groups and all of Pennsylvania's diversity.
Yeah.
And he will be our guest speaker. And I'm real happy to hear my supervisor. I'm on Governor Wolf's Commission on Law Enforcement. I'm a commissioner for the state. My supervisor, who is State Deputy Inspector General Shea Brown out of Harrisburg, will come. He'll come on Saturday the 12th for the concert, mm-hmm. but he is coming back to Johnstown again to support Corporal Allen. And finally, Saturday the 19th, everything will conclude, and that will be the tribute to heroes. And it'll also be the Ron Fisher African American Historical Educational Raffle. If people don't know the Ron Fisher Fund, which is named after Ron Fisher, who is an outstanding young man in our area. He at one time hosted NAACP Perspectives. He was a bank manager in the city at one time, and then later he became a writer or became one of the contributing writers for the Tribune Democrat newspaper. He passed away a few years ago, and they have an outstanding fund that had been put together to help advance children in the area.
Ron was one of our favorite guests here, too. He just had so much positivity, and
yes.
Just a guy that was very community-oriented.
Yes, indeed.
So great to see this in his honor.
Yes. So as you can see, Bo, that it's going to be a great week of celebration in the city. I can smell the food and taste the food. I can hear the music. I mean, it's just going to be fantastic.